Okay, so how about one not related to food? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, which I guess means like if you just work all the time and you don't rest and relax and have fun, then you'll just be a boring person.
Well, actually, any kind of extreme has health consequences. We talk a little bit about toxicity and deficiency as roots of any health problems. So, when you don't have enough of something or too much of something, both cause problems.
Wow, that's fascinating. Okay, so let's talk about sleep. The early bird gets the worm. So I think it kind of just means like the people that go to bed early and wake up early, they're more productive. Do you think that's what it means?
Well, I'm not sure. Honestly, I've seen people really individualize their life, and some people go to bed late and wake up late, and they're still productive. And in different times of our lives, we have different periods when it's better to go to bed early and wake up earlier, and other times it's okay to go to bed late and wake up late. But in general, yes, Chinese medicine talk a lot about their times for the different meridians that represent organs. For example, from 11 in the evening until 3 in the morning, it's liver and gallbladder time. So if you're up during that time, these organs do not rejuvenate, they don't repair, and it's tremendous stress for them.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about medicine and seeking help. How about a stitch in time saves nine?
Well, I think it's true for a lot of things in the healing world. It's much, much easier to prevent disease than to reverse it. So a lot of times, if you get the disease, the best case scenario in modern medicine is just to control the symptoms and to slow down the progression. But if you use the natural preventive medicine, it's actually much less effort, and you can enjoy life and you can enjoy that first stitch without ever thinking or needing the nine that would be needed if you didn't do something preventive.
Okay, wow, fascinating. And the last one, I think this is, you've talked about this before, too much of a good thing is a bad thing.
Yes, again, I can refer to Oriental wisdom of yin and yang. If you can visualize the symbol of yin and yang, usually it's two half circles, and there is a seed of the opposite color right in the middle of it. So, in the white, you would have a seed of black, and in the black, a seed of white, and they constantly turn into each other. So, too much of something turns into its exact opposite.
Wow, fascinating. Thanks a lot.
Most welcome.